Last fall, the city of Fayetteville competed in the International Compassion Games, becoming one of 26 cities worldwide to earn the title of a compassionate city. Mayor Lionel Jordan has proclaimed February as a month of compassion for the city. The organization Compassion Fayetteville has put together a series of compassion-related events throughout the month. On Ozarks at Large, we're including a few stories of compassion this month, including Dorothy Marcy's story.
Well, around 1958, when Central High School was being integrated and the National Guard was being called out, my brothers and I integrated the College of the Ozarks in Clarksville, Arkansas. They went a year before I did because I graduated in 1959 from high school. But there were so many things we were not allowed to do, and I was angry during that whole time that I went to school there because we were not allowed to live in the dorm. My brother, who was the quarterback in high school, was not allowed to play football. I, who had been a cheerleader, not a cheerleader, a majorette with the band, was not allowed to be in the band. We had to find housing in town, you know, because we couldn't live in the dorms. We were just so restricted. And the answer that we were always given was, we've never done that before. So, and the town was extremely hostile to having us there. For years, I would get alumni requests for money, information about homecoming, and I'm not donating to these people the way they treated me. I'm not going to their homecoming. I don't have any positive feelings toward that school. Well, 50 years later, they did a program to honor that moment when they integrated their schools. That was when I found out why we were treated that way. My brother went to the event, and I couldn't go. He was one of the speakers. He's now a doctor in Little Rock. He sent me the program. The president of the college at that time was a man named Dr. Drummond. He and other faculty members, I suppose, had decided that even in the atmosphere of 1958, the horribly hostile, cruel, and hateful atmosphere in our state and in our country, that there was still something that they could do. They could still do the right thing no matter what, in spite of many of their contemporaries on campus did not want us there. And the people in the town were terribly hostile. I have many stories of just walking down the street and being just hit with anger and, you know, hostile behavior. But the explanation was, they quietly integrated. They did not want the National Guard coming to their school. They did not want the citizens of Clarksville up in arms and rising up against us. They did not want to attract violence to us. And so they kept us low-key. They never put us in any position where we were visible, like the quarterback on the football team or the majorette in the band, those kinds of things. They protected us, and that protection felt harsh because we didn't understand it. So that melted my heart. But even within that hostile environment, we were poor. Our parents could not send us to college. I served food in the cafeteria every day. I got grants and loans and scholarships, and so did my brothers. I made my clothes to go to college. I was not the best seamstress. I had one pair of shoes. Halfway through the year, I noticed a girl, a white girl, who had the same kind of shoes that I did, and I said to my brother, "This is weird. Her shoes still look new, and my shoes are worn out." And he said, "She has more than one pair." I didn't know people had more than one pair of shoes. I had very little. But the dean of girls was also the chairperson of the history department. I think her name was Dr. Harris. But she called me in one day to her office. I thought I was in trouble. I didn't know what was going on. And she opened a door adjacent to her office to a big room full of clothes and shoes and coats and all kinds of things to wear. And there was no discussion. She said, take your time, take anything you want, and left me there. Initially, I was humiliated. I was humiliated for that someone noticed my need, but I was grateful. And I did take my time, and I found clothes that I needed and shoes that I needed. And she never mentioned it again. There was no discussion. There was no talking down to me. Nothing. It just happened. It was done. It was never referred to again. She never treated me as if that had happened. To me, that was compassion. She and Dr. Drummond changed my life. I don't feel the hostility and anger. I never felt it toward her. She was like a ray of light in a dark world to me. But I didn't know that she was functioning within a ray of light that I couldn't see. And that's my story.
Dorothy Marcy of Fayetteville shared her story of compassion during this month, which has been designated by the City of Fayetteville as a month of compassion. For more information about events related to the month, you can visit compassionfayetteville.wordpress.com.